There are a few myrmidomas, I guess I'm a bit mostly torch about that. I have one other one. Okay, according to some Tanaim, Chazak is even with two. So Baruch Hashem, the second year in a row that I have the schus of sharing the Torah with the Manchester community. There's one extra one also. And it's wonderful to be back. I want to thank all the organizers. And it's wonderful I'm able to teach. We have two talmidim in the shir now, in Yeshiva and Karen Biavna from Manchester. Danny Deacon's in the shir, and Aaron Landis is in the shir. So Baruch Hashem, we have that connection. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Akavi ben Mahalalel Omer, Akavi ben Mahalalel tells us, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ena tabal lidei aveira. Right, look at three things, and you won't come to sin. Simple. Look at these three things, and that'll protect me. Me'ayin vasa. Come on in, bring some more chairs. The chair right here, front row, right here. You're good? Sometimes people are a little scared, you know, they come in. Like, when you go to, like, any kind of show or a concert, you fight for the front row. Also, you sometimes come into the shir, the back row's taken first. I don't know, like move up, but don't fight. Anyway, so Kavan Mahal says, it's not going to be social tvar. Me'ayin vasa. Where do you come from? Where do we come from? Lana to olech. Where am I going? V'lefnei mi'ata asa litin din v'cheshbon. And in front of who will one have to stand and give judgment din v'cheshbon? So if we had encapsulate in one line a Kavid Bamalal's message, which by the way is what an Eretz Yisrael, the Minog is, when they carry somebody by the Kfura, they say this Mishnah over and over again. A Kavid Bamalal Omer. Histakel b'shlosha dvarim. But the message, past, present, and future. Yados is about looking at all the different tenses, so to speak, in our life. Me'ayin vata, where do you come from? Lana toleich, where am I going? But a Jew has to live in three different worlds, past, present, and future. I even once heard a pshat, once saw a pshat. We know, famous medrash, that each of the dalet minim connect to a different part of our body. So we know the spine is the lulav, and the esrog is the heart, and the aravos are the lips, and the hadasim are our eyes. So if you think about it, three out of four, you know, make one heart, one esrog, one spine, one lulav, two aravos, two lips, three hadasim, two eyes. Right? One of these doesn't fit. So explain some of the mafarshim, because really a Jew has three eyes. Past, present, and future. Akavi Mahalal teaches us we have to think about where we came from, where we're going in the present, and where we want to head to, and what we're dreaming of in the future. So we all know that it sounds like a simple idea. The problem is that sometimes one of these outlooks might step on the feet and come at the expense of another. Let's think about some examples. There was a question that was asked 500 years ago. 500 years ago, the question that was asked of the state, it was discussed morehand. 200 years ago, we'll start. The Stechemet. Stechemet was, he wrote the encyclopedic work before computers, before 1800s. Chief Rabbi of Hebron, you go to the Avraham Avinu Shul, so some of you might have been there, where they said the whole story where Yom Kippur, they couldn't get a minyan, and an old man came in on Yom Kippur. So he was the rabbi in that shul, Avraham Avinu Shul. So if you look right to the left of the Arum, behind glass, they have one of the Svarim, I think the Siddur or the Chumash of the Stechemet. So Stechemet was asked a couple hundred years ago. There was somebody who had some type of illness. He wasn't able to fast too often. If he fasts once, he's not allowed to fast Pikoch Nefesh for another month. He wouldn't be able to fast again. So somebody comes to him at the beginning of Tishrei and says, Chief Rabbi, what do? I could only fast once this month. So if I fast on the third day of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, I'm not fasting a week later. What should I do? Do I focus on the here and the, what's going to come first? Present. Do I focus on the present? But wait a minute. Maybe I should focus on the future. So it's not always so simple. Maybe if I focus on the future, then it's going to come at the expense of the present. So what do? When do you fast? Now you make the call. What's the halacha in that case? The Radvaz, 250 years before this Nechemet, had a similar question. The Radvaz, chief rabbi now in Egypt. The Radvaz, David Ben Zimra, was asked. There was somebody who was, was in jail somewhere. The governmental official, after a lot of prodding, after a lot of begging, you can get out of jail one day a year. You choose which day. You choose which day. You have one day. So what do you choose? Rav Daniel, what do you choose? Give me one day a year. What would you choose? La halacha of la lamaisa should never be lamaisa. What day do you choose? You can get out of jail one day a year. As an Orthodox Shomer Shabbos Torah Jew, which day do you choose? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur one. We'll have to figure it out. What do you need to be out of jail for Yom Kippur to do? We'll have to talk about that. Yom Kippur, but that's a guess. What? Okay, that day. That day. All right. Any other suggestions? For Shabbos. But again, present, future. What do you focus on? Among others. One other one, all by way of introduction. This was asked, one of the most prolific writers and publishers, Bizman Hazez, Rav Zilberstein, you know, the Chashuke Chemed, and Baruch Yinafshi, and Aleinu L'Shabeach, and Baharevna. You know, every time you go into the sperm store, he has a... I saw him last week. I went to talk to him with a group. It's unbelievable. One of his questions was as follows. One of the questions that he was asked. Somebody has a back problem. It hurts them to bend. If they bend, it seems like a little detail, but you have to know what to do. If they bend once, that's going to kill. They're not going to be able to bend down again for a while. Which kriya by Shmona Esrei is the most important? If you do the first one, that's all you're doing. It's like modim. Is that like more chashuv? Like save it. Right? You don't even have to bend your knees for that one. Right? So, or the first one. So again, simple. Past, present, future. But it's not always so simple. So let's first start off by analyzing this from a halachic perspective, lamdas, conceptual analysis, and then hopefully the second half of this year will be hashkafic ideas and nuggets that we could take from the halacha. That's what I enjoy the most, when you can give a halachic, hashkafic discussion. First, hardcore lamdas, and then relate it to our lives through the getting the hashkafa from the halakha. So it starts off with the Mishnah, as we'll see. The Rishonim already discussed this. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed. Is this mine? This one is. Okay, thank you. I said before. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, right? Known as Parak Rabbi Elazar de Mila. That's where all of halachas of Bris Mila are learned out. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the parak, the Mishnah starts off with Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who we don't paskin like. Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only is Bris Mila docha Shabbos, but all Bris Mila is a malacha daraisa on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it, you have to do it, but not only is Bris Mila docha Shabbos, the preparatory stages, the machshirei Mila, are also docha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We don't paskin that way, but we're going to analyze his Shita a little bit through the eyes of the Rishonim. Says the Mishnah, Rav Elazar Omer, I'm lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, maybe on Shabbos Megula. Let's say the Moa forgot to bring the knife. Somebody just told me there was an anniversary, 5-year anniversary of the Manchester Erev, Mazel Tov, right? But let's say you live in a place without an Erev, right? Those who grew up with an Erev can't fathom living in a place without an Erev. When I first moved there, I grew up with an Erev, and then after I got married, the first 7 years I was married, when my wife was in medical school and residency, so we lived in Borough Park. The first 6 years of that, because we live right near the hospital, my in-laws are there, with the babies, it was easier. I didn't have any chevra in Borough Park. It was a wonderful community, but I didn't know anybody there, really. But anyway, the first 6 years, there was no Erev there. It was such a foreign concept. You're not used to it. The seventh year, they built an Erev. But anyway, let's say, we're talking here, there's no Erev. So Rebbe Lezer says, the Moa could carry the knife
in Rosh Hasharabim, do a Malacha Da'oraisa on Shabbos. Not just the actual Mila, but carry the knife through the Rosh Hasharabim to the baby in order to be able to do the Bris Mila. Ask Tosfos a simple question. Ask Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Again, we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer, but Tosfos is within Rebbe Eliezer. Why do you bring the knife to the baby, which is a Malacha Da'oraisa? I have a better idea, says Tosfos. Don't bring the knife to the baby, bring the baby to the knife. Bring the baby to the knife. Why? Because that's also usser, but it's at least an isser to rabbanon. Because of the principle of chai, no se es atzmo. A live person carries themselves. That doesn't make it mutter, but at least it knocks it down from a daraisa to a rabbanon. Right? A live person takes part in the carrying. Right? That's why we say the phrase dead weight. Dead weight, because somebody who's dead doesn't carry themselves. It's all weight. Sleep, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of death. When there's somebody who's sleeping, if you ever try to put a little baby to sleep, and it's on the shoulder, all of a sudden, they're like 2 pounds heavier. Like, what just happened? They fell asleep. Right? Because that's the same concept. But a live person helps carry themselves. So ask Tosfos, instead of carrying the knife to the baby, I have a better option. Carry the baby to the knife, and that's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. V'im Tomar, ask Tosfos. The Aviu Hatino Gatesel Kli, the Hashto like Eris Shabbos Cloud, the Chai Nosi Atzatzmo. Tosfos gives two answers. And as most of the time in Tosfos doesn't tell us what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, what's the root of the issue behind the two answers. So we have to figure it out or look elsewhere. But Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one, says Tosfos, 1 second. Let's think about this for a minute. What's going to happen right after we do the Bris Mila to the baby? Right after we do the Bris Mila to the baby is going to have to go back to the mother, to nurse. The baby's going to be misukan. The baby's going to be in danger. At that point, he's going to halachically be called what's called kafus, literally tied down. He's going to be in a situation where the principle of chai nosi atzmo doesn't apply. So we're going to have to carry the baby back to the mother and violate and do an Isser Daraisa in 10 minutes from now. Says Tosfos, what does that help you? Why do a drabana now? In 10 minutes from now, you got to carry the baby back in a state where the baby is not going to be healthy anymore. So it's going to be a Daraisa anyway. You're not helping, so you might as well just carry the knife now. That's 1 second. That's Shita. So let's just read the Tosfos, then I'll take your question. So that's Tosfos, Yesh Lomar. The Katan Tzarech Le'imahu. The mother's not there, but the mother, right, we're assuming, can't get out of bed. Answer number one, says Tosfos, it's not going to help you to do a Darabana now, because in 5 minutes from now you're going to have to do a Daraisa. Yes?
Does the Sakona then not override the Daraisa?
Does the you will have to. It'll be mutter, yes. It'll be mutter, but we always try to minimize our Isurim. So I'd rather, says Tosfos, do one Daraisa now and you're done, than to do a Darabana now and have to do a daraisa in a few minutes from now because you're not helping. Answer number one, Tosfos. Second answer, without saying why he doesn't like the first answer, the Odia Shlomar says, Tosfos, Tekiva de Yoser Bakal Yavia Kli Mishiyavia Tino. Come on, what's easier? The diaper bag and the stroller and the wipes and bringing the whole Abizrayhu de Tinok. Right? Bringing the whole. Yeah, but the whole everything that you need to, with the baby, just bring the knife. It's much simpler just to bring the knife, says Tosfos. Tosfos says it's easy to bring the knife. So Rebbe Elazar says you can bring the knife. Achir milar, docha Shabbos, period. Why doesn't the first answer like the second answer? Why doesn't the second answer like the first answer? Not mafurish. But maybe it's our issue. In halacha, what do you focus on? When there is a challenge, when there is counter pressure, to focus on the now, right now, darabanan, daraisa. What do I do? So what does the second answer of Tosfos possibly say? Who cares what's going to happen in 10 minutes from now? Right now you have a choice to do a darabanan or a daraisa. You do the darabanan. In 10 minutes from now, you're going to have to do another daraisa? Okay, I'll worry about that then. So what do you mean five? The first answer says no. First answer says, I do take that into account. And if we're not sure if that's what's behind Tosfos, the other is showing him explicate it. If we look in the Rashba on that Gemara, the Rashba on Daf Koflam, the same They use the Tosfos has, but he quotes why he doesn't like the first answer. Where it's underlined, it's source number three. Ve'ena machura be'enai, says the Rashba, I don't agree with this. That what? That you might as well, in a few minutes from now, it's you're not going to help, because you have to do a daraisa anyway. To me, kol makom achshav eino kakafus. Right now, the baby is not ill. Right now, you have a healthy baby. Lama nechalav alav. Achshav. Why be mechalav shavas daraisa? You'll be tino keitzelizel, will bring the baby. Kiva dahashta miyo lekel shmus. Right now is a drabanan. In 5 minutes from now, you're going to have to carry the baby. And it's going to be mutter to carry the baby. Because, sakana, okay, that'll be 5 minutes from now. But right now it's Darabana versus Daraisa. And that's why there's a second answer given in the Rashba. 2 days of Tosa, 2 days of the Rashba. Really? The Rashba says it, but it started a generation in between. Tosa's and the Rashba, and that's the Rashba's Rebbe, the Rambah. That's where a lot of the action is. One more Machlokas Rishonim, and then we'll get to see what the post can do with this machlokas. Also there in Masechta Shabbos, that's where a lot of this action is, the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah really, and the Gemara. The science and the medical knowledge of the time, at that time was, when you did it for a smidla, you had to wash the baby right after the bris, or also baby kuach nefesh, in warm water. You had to wash the baby in warm water after the bris. So what they do when they had a bris meal on Shabbos, they used to warm up water before Shabbos, and have it all set up, so right after the mila, you can wash the baby. What happened, it's not such an unusual occurrence, where they have the bris milas in those days, they had it in the house. So let's say everybody's in the house, and crowded, and there's kids, and this, everybody's running, and all of a sudden what happened, boom, somebody bumped into the water. The water spills all over, no more hot water, before the bris. So now what? Now what do you do? What do you mean, what do you do? You have a bris milah to do right now. What are your choices? Today's day 8. Bris milah. Chiyuv karis. Right? So what do you do? What do you do? Do the bris milah. And then what? And then after I do bris milah, then what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to boil up hot water to be able to wash the baby. So is that okay? Well, what's the other option? Usually when you have a machlokas rishonim, one of these shitas is more pashut and the other one is more mechudash. Here, I'm not sure if one is more obvious than the other. Each one is a tremendous chiddush. Well, what's one opinion? What would you say? Do the bris milah. Do the bris milah. Well, what's the other opinion?
Boil the water.
What? You can't cook water right now. That's not. There's no sakana right now. There's no sakana right now. What's the other option?
Delay the bris.
Push off bris milah, push it off to day 9. So all the brachas that we gave to the father that week, he should be zochet, the galo, the machis, avravid, bismano, no more bismano. He wasn't zochet. Push off a bris milah till Sunday? You're not doing an isur b'yadayim. Okay, but you're pushing off, right? The machlokas ramam ravid. This might be a chiv kares every single day until you do bris milah. No? That's not just a new. Correct, but...
So one is doing something for your time, where there's potential...
But he has a bris milah, mitzvah, gedola. 13 times in the Torah, says the word bris.
He's still not doing anything for your time.
Okay. Machlokas Balamor on the Ramban. The Balamor says, source 5, you push off the bris. Unbelievable. It says, of Drachi Halevi, the Balamor. Avalam nishbechu kodem ha-mila, ha-mila nidcheis. V'ein ha-Shabbos nidche. You push off the bris. You can't do the milah now knowing that in 10 minutes from now, you're going to have to warm up hot water. It's not allowed. Only bris milah is docha. You have the water, it's spilled. And says the Ramban, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Says the Ramban, both in the Melchamos and there, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, says the Ramban, you see where he... where it's underlined, the ein omer tidcha mila kadesh lo lahavi osa la sakana minitcha Shabbos, ela mila atzma docha Shabbos, v'sakana zafashas nami docha. Here's the four words of the Ramban. And this is where we know his Talmud, the Rashba, got his shita from. The ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Mitzvahs have to do with the here and the now, says the Ramban. Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Shein lidchos mila bebeit chiyah Shabbos.
Right now, you have a big mitzvah bris milah to do.
In 5 minutes from now, I'm going to have to warm up water. Okay, I'll warm up water. It'll be a sakana safashis.
Machlokas balamor in the Ramban. Machlokas 2 days in Tosis. Machlokas 2 days in the Rashba. In halacha, do we focus on what's present, what's in front of me, or do I take a long-term view and think what's going to be in the future?
So with this background, we're the Radvaz.
Somebody comes to us and says, one day out of jail. What do we choose?
Which day shall we choose? So the Radvaz was asked this question, source number 7.
Sheila
Ruvain, Hayachav Beso Asurim. I wonder what Ruvain Shevet is going to say when Mashiach comes.
You know how many murders Ruvain has committed,
and you know how much Ruvain's done, and Adam Zomamin.
It's just unbelievable.
You know, Ruvain and Shimon. Okay. Ruvain
Hayachav Beso Asurim, Hayachalotis Lis Pala Basara. He can't dive with a minion. Velasos HaMitzvos. His Chanin Lepnei Asar. He begged the governing officer, please. One day, Eze Yom Sheyachlitz. What day do I choose? What day do I choose? So says the Radvaz, line 4. Ra'isi Echan Michachma Dorenu. I saw a tshuva of one of the rabbis of our time. Salal v'mayim adirim helacheres biyado. He went down to the depths to get some pearls, and he came up with earthenware. Meaning, the Lashon, didn't like his shita. But Yisod Zer Ra'u Avana Yisodo. He says 5 different opinions. Whatever opinion he would have said, besides his, he would have knocked it out. He says, "Betchila kasa dadev yom kippurim," like your opinion, Yom Kippur. "V'yachakach eklifu b'yom ha'purim," Purim, Persumei Nisa, Megillah, Yom Kippur. You don't really need to be out of jail. What's the agreement? Kippur fasting.
You can do that in jail. That's why sometimes you get the shaila.
It's a rabbi like women want to go to shul.
It's more important for women to stay home and not have to fast. Let's say you're pregnant, whatever, and stay cool. And then coming to shul, you could say kol nidre at home. You could say everything at home. But anyway, so Yom Kippur, Megillah, Sukkah, says the Radvaz today.
Radvaz says today. That's his shi. There's a quote of Balamar and the Ramban,
who were before him. Aval Masharoy, Lismoch Alav, Wanan, what does he quote? Ein Ma'aviren Ala Mitzvos.
This is his situation.
Ein Ma'aviren Ala Mitzvos, Ein Cholik Bazek Klal. You never find a day in the Gemara that argues on that principle.
Hilkach haMitzvah harishona shetabu liyado,
the first mitzvah that you could do, sheyesh la'asosa, that you can't do in jail, that comes first. And it doesn't matter whether it's a mitzvah kala or a mitzvah chamura. That's the language of the Radvaz. Come back to that, Besham, in a minute. Doesn't matter, kala or chamura. Sheyeto yodea, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. We don't know the matan schar and shalom mitzvos. V'zeh pashut mo'od etzli. Whenever posts can say that, it's not so pashut.
Right, they're like, kind of like, feel like sometimes like,
major postgame, somebody's toasted. Whenever a Rishon or an Achron says something like that, it's like you get our antennas up.
I'm like, it's so obvious, so why do you have to write the tshuva?
Right? It's not, it must be, somebody must argue out there. Somebody must argue. But anyway, that's the Radvaz.
The Chacham Tzvi argues on the Radvaz.
The Chacham Tzvi, in the grace of Basala, Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, he argues in principle. He says, he doesn't go exactly which one to pick based on a different Gemara, but you see, it's a discussion in the postgame. So Gedalia Yom Kippur. So is this okay? Balamar and the Ramban. So the Balamar would say to fast on Som Gedalia. I'm sorry. The Balamar would say to fast on Yom Kippur,
and the Ramban would say Ein Lemitzvah El Shaita. You fast on Som Gedalia. So says the Stechemet. That's where we would start off our discussion in the Stechemet. Again, we're not going to read it all of it to save time, but the Sechemet discusses. Balamari says on line, and he says, Machlokes, Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, line 8. Tali b'tzulta, Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, and Tali on the Balamari and the Ramban, v'chulu.
Is there anything different about this case? Anything different about this case that you might say differently, yeah? It could be, again, here, it's not about Mila, where the question of doing one or the other, but Ein Mavir, meaning everybody would agree maybe that you fast on Tzom Gedalia, you're suggesting. Ein Mavir, that's the first one that you get to. Maybe exactly the opposite also.
Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur.
Is Kala and Chamura, does that include Daraisa Drabanan?
The Stechemet discusses. Not so clear.
So every case you have to look at uniquely, But again, this is what's percolating in our minds. Balamor and the Rabban, Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi, and Yom Kippur and Som Gedalia. Maybe Hashem will bring Yeshua's for a fuos by then. Who knows? No, maybe I'll get healed by that by a week from now. Another Shaila. Again, there's a discussion. There's another Balamor that seems to be Soser himself, which we're not going to do right now. That's 10 through 13. The Stechemet is noted to say Som Gedalia, I think at the end, that's what he says. He says Som Gedalia. Som Gedalia, at the end. Another case. Rav Huttner asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. Source 14, 1944. Chaf Adar Tavshin Dalet. There was some type of illness that someone had. And this is the kind of question. I say, one of my Rebbeim said, there are three types of shilas that rabbis get. Three types of shilas. You have to know that when you get a shila, the category of shila. One type of shila is the chalent shila. Rabbi, I'm having 25 guests for Shabbos. My chalent is burning. What do I do? It's the shila that you have to have like an answer on the spot. It's the psul and the sefer Torah shila. Right? Every rabbi's nightmare. Right? And the, you're going to go over like we're all big experts. We're sofrim. Like, look. Half the people are saying, bring a kid. Only certain psulim work for like katan and gadol. But the overnight shalom shilas. The second type are what's called the overnight shilas. Most shilas are the overnight shilas. You got a shila, I'll call you back tomorrow. I put the fork into the hamburger and the this is the overnight shilas. That's number two. And then number three are the overarching shilas. The shilas that most of us have to realize are above us. There are certain shilas are for the yechidei school of every generation. And we have to know. Well, we have to realize that this is not for me. You know, the end of life shilas and maybe certain fertility shilas, right? It's one has to know. So this I would put in category three. Right? Rav Huttner asked Rav Moshe. Somebody has a certain type of illness and they have to be quarantined in the hospital. They have to be quarantined. They have to go somewhere in the hospital. Everything they bring into the hospital, they have some type of contagious illness, I don't say what it is, everything they bring into the hospital is going to have to be burned before they come out. So you're allowed to bring in his tefillin. What's the tefillin for 3 weeks? Right. Could he bring in his tefillin knowing that in 3 weeks from now, the tefillin will be burned? Tefillin. Mitzvah asei chaviva ad ma'od. And there's no chumrah and kula here. What's the halacha? Moshe Feinstein. Right, you know, the buck stops there, not anywhere else before you get there. So Rav Moshe says in Source 14, B'nichola ha'machla, mistabeke, sorach lelech lebeis cholim, shesorfin shalko ma'ashem evi, imutel avi tefillin, l'kaim shema mitzvah. Right, 1944, v'shnish'alti mi'agon, Rav Yitzchak Huttner shlita. Cholo, a lady has a shayla, and he talks about the Balamor and the Ramban, the whole sugya, as we've discussed, Rav Moshe quotes everything that we've done up until now. But he, as most other poskim at this time, in this topic, Rav Asher Weiss talks about this also in Source 15, Paskin le'isser. Paskin le'isser. Meaning, you're not allowed to bring in the tefillin. And it's not such a simple matter. I had a Talmud, Rachmana Litzlan. That was very ill. He was nifter lo'alit. And I remember he had to shaila. He was in a certain situation where, you know, he was relieving himself automatically. He wasn't, didn't smell. It was in a bag underneath the bed. But he asked one of the poskei hador about wearing tefillin. We're not getting into the details. But after a day or two, he came back, and the poskei told me this. I wasn't there. He told me this. When he went to tell him, he says he didn't think he could wear. He didn't think he could wear tefillin. He said he started crying. He said, I don't even know how much time I have. I can't wear tefillin. He was crying. Because wearing tefillin is, every day of wearing tefillin is something that, so Rav Moshe Paskin, no. And he said, even according to the Ramban, of Ein L'mitzvah L'shaita, even according to the Ramban, you wouldn't be able to wear the tefillin. You wouldn't be able to bring the tefillin in. Why? Because he says, the Isser of destroying God's name is what we would call a result-oriented Isser. Not just a Maisa-oriented Isser. Any type of even indirect cause of Ibud, Shem Hashem. So that's something that we have to stay away from. Rav Asher Weiss also talks about this in Source 15. Okay, we're not getting into the specific details. But again, this has to do with present future. So, Balamor and the Ramban, theoretically. But as we saw, each case also has its own unique characteristics. Daraisa Darabanan, as we saw in the Stechemed, and the two mitzvos out of jail, and the Balamor, and the Ramban, and Rav Moshe v'chul. What about the bowing? What about the bowing? Where do you bow? By Korona Mishlach HaLachar, the first one. Is Modim more... First of all, it's all a minhag. There's a halacha was supposed to. When somebody doesn't bow, they're yotze. But Lachara, there one would say the first one as well. Life is about finding the right balance between the present and the future, the short term and the long term. And I think the secret that we could take with us from this whole discussion is that we need a little of both. We need a little focus on the present. We need a little focus on the future. And we cannot reject either of the extreme positions. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos also, source number 16, Hu Ayo Omer, Emein Ani Li Milik, Jani Li Asmi Moani, V'im Lo Achshav, Eim Asa. If not now, when? There's no time like the present, as the saying goes. Avodas Hashem is about right now. It's about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me now. In Lo Achshav Eim Asai. Right, the Mesillas Yesharim talks about it. It's in our inherent nature not to be a Zaris. Not to capitalize on the present. Not to capture the moment. But that is what we need to do. There's an unbelievable Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's one of my... every Gemara should be our favorite Gemaras. The first 15 minutes of Shir every day in Yeshiva, so every Rebbe does some Dvar Hashkafa or something, so I do famous Gemaras. That's Danny about it. The famous Gemaras, the 200 Gemaras that every Jew should know. I mean, we should know all 2,711 pages. You know, we should know. You know, who am I to say what's a famous Gemara? What's my subjective, you know, whatever I think of that morning on the way to Yeshiva? We'll do this Gemara today. The Gemaras, we think they're fairy tales. We think they're this. It's in the Gemara, actually. So, by the end of the year, hopefully the guys have a folder, photostated, you know, all 150, 200 Gemaras that they've seen. Good. So, this is one of them. Gemara says in Sanhedrin Sadiches that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, there were some great Gemaras about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi was talking to Eliyahu HaNavi. Shua ben Levi, he was the one that stole the knife of the Malcham Aves, Gemara Ksubas. But anyway, this is Sanhedrin 19. Shua ben Levi Ashkech Eliyahu. Tavi kami apischa de ma'arta de Rishum Vayachai. Shua ben Levi was talking to Eliyahu HaNavi in Meron, outside of the Kever of Rishum Vayachai. Amar lei, asinu l'almu da'asi. Am I going to Olam Haba? Am I going to Olam Haba? You got some insider information? Amar lei, im yirtz Adon hazeh. If this Adon wants, meaning im yirtz Hashem, that's where this comes from. That phrase comes from this Gemara. Im yirtz Adon hazeh. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, shnayim r'isi, because lo shamati, I heard something here. I mean, the Shechina was there. Okay. Amar lei, then he said, can I ask you another question? Sure. Eimaz asi Mashiach. When's Mashiach coming already? Amar lei, says Eliyahu Navi to Rav Shimon Levi, why don't you go ask him? Go ask him, Shul Shalad. Where is he? He's sitting on the Pesach of Rome, whatever that means. How will I know who he is? He's tying his shoes in a funny way, without getting into the details. Go find him. So Rav Shimon Levi goes and finds Mashiach. And he says, Mashiach, when are you coming? And Mashiach says, Hayom. He says, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Mori. He says, Shalom Alecha, which was the secret that, I'm going to Olam Haba, because Mashiach says, Shalom Aleichem to me. He said, when are you coming? Hayom. He goes back to Eliyahu HaNavi. And guess what? Mashiach didn't come that day. He says to Eliyahu HaNavi, Mashiach is a chakran. Mashiach is a liar. He said he's coming today, and he didn't come today. So Eliyahu HaNavi says, what did he tell you? He says, he's coming Hayom. He says, you missed the point. It's Hayom, dot, dot, dot. Hayom in Bekolo Tishma. Mashiach will come when we focus on Hayom in Bekolo Tishma. This is the only time I've ever quoted, maybe it's the only one I know, a Rabbi Nachman in a shir. I'm not familiar at all. I don't know any Rabbi Nachman, but I know this one, because this one was pointed out to me once, and it's an amazing one. Source 20. Bukuti Maran. Says the Maran. Zek HaGogo Vavodes Hashem. This is a klal gadol, and it applies to every stage of life we're at. Shelo yasim leneged einav kiyem oso hayom.
We have to focus on what's in front of us. The seder, the tefillah, the avoda.
Sorach shelo yachshav yom lachavero. V'chein b'avodasu yisparach. Lo yasim leneged einav kiyem oso hayom oso hashah. That moment. When we want to go up the spiritual ladder, nidmel ha'adam, ki'ilu hu. When we want to go up the spiritual ladder, it appears that we are masakavi, there's so much to do. No. Ki ein adam mo'olamu ki'im osu ha'yom ba'osu ha'shosh ha'omei bo. Yom ha'machras, olam ha'cher legamre.
Hayom mi'bekol tishmo.
That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to focus on. What's in front of us? Rav Zevin, one of the most creative writers of our time, in Latar V'Lamadim, he says, if you think about it, everything in life, in the world, has a certain time period of existence. People exist for a certain amount of time. An animal exists for a certain amount of time. This table, is this table going to be here in 2,000 years? And it'll probably by that time disintegrate, something will happen to it. Right? Everything has a time. It could be 120 years, it could be 5 to 1 million years. A rock. Everything has a certain amount of time. A starting time and an ending time. Everything in life. There's only one thing in the world that has no time. And that's time itself. Because the second that there's a second here, it's gone. There's really no such thing as the present, says Rav Zevin. Because the second it's here, it's not here anymore. So time has no time. But says Rav Zevin, ironically, the only thing that we can eternalize and make forever is time. If we fill our moments with something constructive, with Torah, with mitzvahs, with chesed, with something, we take those moments with us for eternity. Longer than anything else. It has no time, but we could give it eternal time. The Avram Zakein, Baba Yom. He came with all of his days. Because that's what somebody does if they could take the thing that has no time and give it the most time. That's what life's about. Focusing on the moment. Focusing on the present. What was the Ramban's Lashon? Ein l'mitzvah ela shabbat. But there are just as many sources that tell us the present's not enough. We also have to have a long-term view. We also have to think about what's going to be. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tamid, right? Not as famous as Pirkei Avos. Eizel Chacham, Haroa es Hanolat. Right? Who is the wise person? Someone who knows the repercussions and the results of my actions. I don't just think about what's in front of me, but I think about what could be. I think about what I want the future to look like. Even in halacha, this time of year it's important to talk about. Even in halacha, shalosh udos. That's a tough one in the winter. That's a tough one. Right? I can't. No. So don't eat dessert by lunch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chacham Eina Barosha. Right? Just a little bit. Thinking ahead. Not just focusing on what's in front of me. Throughout history, our greats have had to make decisions about the future. Right? It is, we have some representatives from Karen B'Yavna here. But the Gemara about Karen B'Yavna and Gittin, of Yochanan ben Zakkai, what does Vespasian tell him? You have three wishes. Or, what do you want? Doesn't say three. It says, what do you want? He has an answer to the Mesa Migdash, okay. But Tein B'Yavna v'chachameho, what was that decision about? That was thinking about the future. That was thinking about, not this second, save my life. That was ensuring the Mesorah of Am Yisrael. Even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Torah will survive. Rechidid Metradio, remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? The letters are flying off the cloth. What does that mean? Torah is eternal. The cloth might burn. The Beis HaMikdash might burn. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that. He knew that you need that. He has to do something now to ensure the future. In halacha, chalel Shabbos achas, k'nei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. In mechalel today, so you could say, keep a lot of Shabbosos. It's a future focus. It's thinking about what could be. If we have one Rav Zevin on the present side,
You have to have one Reb Zevin on the future side. Reb Zevin in source 24 discusses the Medrash Oz Yashir Moshe. The Medrash says, Kol Prakmatia Shel Moshe Lo Haisa Ela Ba'Oz. Moshe was an Oz man. That's what he did. He was Oz. Oz Yashir, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim, Oz. What's Oz? Oz is then. Moshe was somebody who looked into the future and said, what do I have to do now to my children, to my Am Yisrael, so that at least there's a chance in the future? What do I have to do? What did he do? Arei Miklat. They weren't kolei till the other six were kolei after they went in. But he still did what he could because he was thinking about the future. Oz. He always was thinking, what could be in the future? What do I want the future to look like? That was his pragmatia, says Reb Zevin. Right? Oz, Bikala Tchias Amesim in HaTorah. It's all about the future. All about thinking about what could be. I didn't give it to you, but there's a beautiful Gemara in Tainus, which many of you know it, but one of the most amazing lines in all of Shas. Choni Ma'agel. Not the famous story of Choni Ma'agel with the circle, but the other one. Choni Ma'agel, he was bothered by Pshat and a Pasuk in Tehillim. That's already a Musar. If we don't understand Pshat and a Pasuk, it should bother us. It's a pasuk that we always say. Shir ha-malos, b'shem ha-shem ha-shiv ha-siyon ha-yinu ka-chol-mim. That pasuk. It's funny, the Shteim Shloha Kadosh, that's the source for saying Shir ha-malos at a Suda every day. The Shloha Kadosh says, you say Shir ha-malos before you bench, on a day that you don't say Tachnun, and Al Naros Bavel on a day that you do say Tachnun. For some reason, Shir ha-malos caught on, and Al Naros Bavel didn't. They once asked Reb Nevinzal a few years ago, Rebbe, why doesn't anybody say Shir Al Naros Bavel? They don't say Shir ha-malos. He's like, they don't say Al Naros Bavel? So in his world, what do you mean? It's the same Shalach others. Mishabur quotes it in Siman Aleph, right? You have to say Al Naros Bavel. But in Shir ha-malos, the first Hayinu Kecholmin. So the prophet says, when we went back after 70 years, Shiva Sion, we were like dreamers. Could you really sleep a dream? You could sleep for 70 years? He was bothered by Pshat. So he was on a level. Gadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him Pshat of the Pasuk. So what does he do? He's walking, and the Gemara tells us in Tainus in the Chaf Gimel, he sees somebody, and before he falls asleep for 70 years, which is the end of the story, then he wakes up, but he sees somebody planting a carob tree. And he says, wow, you're planting a carob tree. When is this going to bear fruit? He says, 70 years from now. He says, really, you think you're going to live that long, old man? You think you're going to live that long? Answers the anonymous man. Oh, my leg. It's not on your sheet. You can look it up. Tainus Chaf Gimel. Hi, Amalei. Hi, Gavra. Alma becharuv ashkachte. That man, meaning me. When I was born, there was a carob tree waiting for me, planted by my grandfather. Ki heichli deshasli lida avasi, shasli nami labrai. My zayda planted for me. I'm planting for my grandchildren. One of the most powerful lines in all of Shas. Because life's not just about looking at for me right now, the present. It's about looking beyond. It's about seeing what could be. Seeing the future. Yosef HaTzadik had that midah. To be able to see what to do now in order to, you know, preserve the society in Egypt. But that's what life's about. Halacha's about that. The concept of siyag, derabanan, daraisa. Right, the concept of Chanoch Lenaro Pidarka, what does Shlomo HaMelech say? Gam ki yazkin lo yosur mimena. But it's not just about right now. It's about the future. So as we see, not only in Halacha, present and future, Balamor and the Ramban, 2 days in Tosfos, 2 days in the Rashba, the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, Ramosha, and the Sechemed, all the posts that we spoke about in the first half of the Shir. But it's in life as well. The message of, on the one hand, Hayom im Bekolo Tishmo. It's Hayom. Mashiach is going to come when Hayom im Bekolo Tishmo. When we take those days that have no time and we give it eternal time. Forever. Along with Haroa Esanola. Along with planting the trees where we want to be, where we want our children to be. Thinking about the future. So both, La'ana Toholech, and also, maybe just to close with one other thought. Again, we have an extra month till Pesach. But there's a Rashi Right, Masechet Megillah talks about that Adar or Yemei Geula, Chodshi HaGeula is Adar and Nisan. So Baruch Hashem, we have an extra Chodesh of Geula this year, right? This week is Rosh Chodesh benching of Adar. It's ready to think about thought about Pesach. There's a minog, as quoted in the Ramah, of eating eggs at the Seder. Meaning of eating eggs. Most, I think, many people eat eggs at the end of Magid, right after you finish the matzah and the korech. You're about to have the meal. Right, that's where a lot of people have the eggs. Have the eggs. Why is there a minute to eat eggs on Pesach? The Rama quotes Zecher l'Avelus. Avelus. What kind of Avelus? It's the Seder. So the Rama quotes, and many quote, the Adbash, the night of the Seder, is always the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av that year. Right? Aleph Tov, Adbash. Aleph, the first night of Pesach, is always the same night of the week as Tov Tisha B'Av. Beis, the second night of Pesach, is always the same night of the week as Shin, Shavuos. It keeps going. Gimel, the third night of the week, is the same night as Reish Rosh Hashanah. Right? Keeps going with, and you get to Purim. Right? Tzadi, it's Tzom Kippur, Purim. Keeps going. Anyway. So it's the same night. So even though we're on top of the world, we remember that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's the same night. Like this year. This year is just like last year. The same days. Friday night. Friday night's the Seder. Tisha is Friday night. It's going to be pushed off. Nidcheh, Beis Hashem, it should be a Yantif this summer. But either way, it's pushed off. But the Ishbitzer gives another answer. The Mashiloch. Why is there a minute to eat an egg? Dafka at the end of Magid. Says the Ishbitzer. Most beings in life, and those learning Dafyomi appreciate this because we just spent the past 3 weeks talking about animals. Right? And Illitrefus. Many beings in the world, there's one stage of birth. The mother gives birth to a live child. But sometimes there are two stages of birth. Sometimes an egg is laid, and then the egg hatches. Two stages. Fish, snakes, birds. There's an egg laid, and hatches. We just spent the past 2 hours speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We spoke about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Liros Et Atzmo, feeling it, focusing on the evening, focusing on the present. We eat an egg, as if to remind ourselves and all those around us, this was only stage one of the birth of the Jewish people. There's another stage, 49 days from now. There's another stage that we're going to hatch. This was our physical freedom. But the spiritual fulfillment only comes 7 weeks from now. Because life's about focusing on the moment every yontif, and focusing on the future, what the goals are. We do it on Pesach. We do it on every Yantif. So Hashem should give us the Chachma and the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to, on the one hand, Hayom Yibakol Deshmo, to get to every moment of Hayom, to get every to Baba Yamin, take all 120 years with us, like Avraham Avinu. He had more than 120. But on the other hand, we should always be able to lay the groundwork for the future, or for our own future, for our children's future, for Klal Yisrael's future, and Baal Hashem, we zochet to go Michael Achayel, both in the present, in the future, and all the aspects of our life. Thank you very much.